Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you. You, shoot. The bow-legged one. Yeah, what's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby, that sounds sexy.
Here I go again. What's my weakness?
Yeah.
Okay, then chillin', mindin' my business.
Word.
Your thoughts, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the distance. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, fly to it swiftly. Dumped it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks. Gonna lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot. You're packed in your sack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake booby? If looks could kill you, would be an easy over shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile, bright as the sun. I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Sashima Asante. I have my co-hosts on the line, Medisa, Ron, and Dre are all here. What's up, you good old-fashioned black-ass people? What's going on?
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
What's going on?
Happy Friday.
Hey, girlfriend.
Are you awake now?
Nigga, I've been awake.
Oh, that. I was laying down. I ain't gonna lie. When I sent the message, I was getting up. So, okay.
Y'all be
we've had bad weather all day. It's been gloomy all day and dark. So, yeah, that's why I've been since I got off.
Yeah.
So,
it's hot as hell here. It was 97 today. Bullshit.
Always hot as hell.
Bad, man.
Shut the hell up,
girl, you live
don't
in
start.
Hell. You live in hell. You live in hell.
Y'all
you
stop coming. It's going to be 80-something tomorrow. Don't be coming from my place of residence now.
Shit, you got like 80-something is normal. Like, it ain't hot.
That's not hot
right
here.
What?
Cool.
You're good. Okay, so what we about to do? We about to jump into this thing. We're going to talk about this thing today, about mixed feelings. I got a scenario for y'all. It's something happened with somebody I know, and they were talking to me about it. I told them we was going to talk about it tonight. So we drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate-ass things because we are your inappropriate friends on a Friday night. And I am currently drinking Ciroc Mango with peach sparkling water. And it is fucking awesome with
that sound good.
Frozen peaches. But frozen peaches, it's awesome. It's awesome. I'm bougie.
Got to make a trip to Total Wine tomorrow.
You, you drinking or you having a fucking fruit cocktail? What the fuck is going
on
over there?
My God. Yeah, it sounds like she's been doctoring on that drink.
Oh, Lord.
I had put it in the freezer. See, this is the thing. This is how you don't pay this, because I put it in the freezer so they can get real cold. And, you know, my freezer is, like, super-duper freeze zone. So, yeah, it's frozen.
Freeze zone?
I also got that super-duper
freeze zone.
Super-duper freeze zone. Like, nigga, you got a regular freezer then. What the fuck?
I know.
No, no.
She got, no, she, look, she ain't got no freezer. She got a freezer.
I should freeze freeze.
Yeah, you can't, like, you know how you can fix the water and then you're like, oh, walk away 30 minutes and it's just like a little slush in it. Nah, mine be froze completely. So,
it don't just be ice, it'd be ice.
Ice. Yeah.
It'd be ice.
So I got a little slush on it. It's really good. It's really slush.
That sounds very yummy.
It is. And you know I'm good for creating a drink. So check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rock mango with pink.
When I get married, you'll be the person creating
water.
When I get married, you'll be the person creating my signature drink for my reception, okay? Just letting you know, putting you on notice now.
Okay. All right, girl. Yeah, girl. I can do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna tell you right now. You better tell your guests with fair warning they gonna get drunk because you can't never taste my liquor.
That's all right.
Yeah. Okay.
And we gonna have.
And we fried that and laid to the side.
Okay, they'll be all right.
But
they'll be all right.
Make sure you got some of your single friends there.
Right. And Ron's gonna be. Ron coming up.
Ron
pulling up.
What?
Ron is damn near married.
He said married. And I said no.
Married.
No.
Married in my Image voice. Married. That's how she said.
Well, she ain't said that shit. I know she ain't said that shit.
Because I said, no.
Okay. I'm over it. I will not.
Mixed signals, because I was having a conversation with one of the homies, and he was like, hey, I need your advice on something. So a young lady had sent him a picture, a very...
Wait, I'm sorry. I can't go no further. I'm stupid. I know I'm stupid. Just gonna say this out front.
Oh,
I shouldn't even be interrupting. No. Could you say one of the homies? And I yawned when you first said it, so all I heard was "hole." No, you know what I mean. But then it lasted longer than it should have lasted. So it's obvious you said homies, and then I'll say, well, what's the difference between the homies and the hoes? Me.
I can't.
Me.
I can't.
That's the difference between the homies.
What's the difference between the homies and the hoes? Me. I can't. I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
I hate you, you dumb.
I didn't interrupt
that.
That
was a real good one.
But one, you know how you always have that one coworker who just don't know how to act in the meeting?
You know.
Lord. They don't know how to act in the meeting. Jesus Christ. We're trying to work here. You goofing off and shit. We'll get to the goofing off later.
Okay.
Let's work right now. Jeez Louise. Golly.
That's funny.
So we always have to say
we don't know what he going to say. Because he always saying whatever. We just never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
We don't know, Lord.
Nigga, we can say that about anybody on this motherfucker. I never know what's going to come out of Maj, Majisa, or Dre's mouth.
He's
not telling a lie.
Thank you.
Okay.
He's not telling a lie. Because we're guilty. But, so I was talking to the homie, right? And he's like, hey, you know, the chick sent me a suggestive ass picture. I don't know how to feel because she ain't never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent me the screenshot of the conversation. Pretty much, she was like, I'm in a city, I'm bored, and I just want to show you how bored I was. And I said, but this ain't no, it's a fully clothed picture, but, well, not fully clothed. There was some lingerie, but she was not naked. Like, I saw the picture and everything. So he's like, yo, I don't know how to react to this. I said, is this the first time that she's done this? He was like, yeah, this is the first time. And I was like, so listen, y'all need to have a conversation because you don't want to misconstrue anything that she's doing right now. You don't want to be like, well, shit, let me try to pop off in the city that you in since you so bold. You know, cause it could be taken so many different ways.
And right. How many different fucking ways can it be taken?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. How many pictures was it, and how old is this dude?
Well, there was how many pictures? Let me go see. It was one picture.
So she just,
but other pictures that they've taken pictures together.
Hold on with this.
Okay, so there was one, the suggestive picture that she sent him, and then they have some pictures kind of together, but they're not, they're like professional type pictures. And to answer your second question, they are 35.
Oh, that's why he don't get, he ain't never happened to him because he's been in his 40s. And he's nasty like me and Lauren. Oh, we've been talking nasty. So what you trying to do? Nasty say, is you trying to tell me come over?
You know what, though, Dre? 35, he don't get no excuse for that. You still should know when a bitch is throwing the pussy at you at 35.
You're right, Brother Ron. You is right on that, Brother Ron.
I'm just saying, I don't know what other way it can be construed. I've never done this to you before. I'm going to do this to you now. I'm going to send you this picture of me. We don't got this kind of rapport. You didn't ask for this picture. We didn't have a, you know what I'm saying, a what you doing right now photo challenge. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have none of that shit, you know what I'm saying, pre-established. You came out your blue to send me this. I'm just saying, what else could you be saying and come fuck me, big black man? I mean, that's also all you could be saying.
You sent a picture of them too.
No, but they have other pictures together, not in that very moment, but they have other pictures they've taken together that are
that
not
makes what difference?
In that manner.
See, that right
no, that's
that
not
right
in
there.
That manner. It's like two friends taking pictures. Like it's
That's what I'm saying. Two friends taking pictures and a Netflix A picture. Come on, bro. That's telling you, come get what the fuck?
Okay, so this is the thing. Okay, so after I told him, hey, have a conversation with her because she's never done this before to you. You don't want to be like, well, shit, I'm coming to smash. You don't want to be like that. You want to have a conversation with him. Well, she then says, well, I thought you liked my friend. If you thought I liked your friend, and this is me responding to this dumb shit, because I'm like, what?
Oh,
why would you send me such picture if you thought I liked your friend? So now it comes into the picture of she's now sending mixed signals. Because if the first signal you sent was, I'm down the fuck. The second signal she sent was, I don't date friends. That's, you're trying to talk to my friend.
No, that's not the second signal she sent. The second signal she sent was, so the first one, I agree with, I'm down to fuck. The second one was, I'm down to fuck, but I don't want to seem like I'm the hoe in this situation.
But you...
So in other words, she's trying to throw it off. So now she came on to him, right, with the picture. Now what she wants is she wants him to come on to her in some kind of way. So, oh, I thought you were interested in my friend. So now he can pursue her a little bit, you know what I'm saying, before she just throw the pussy at him. That's all that was, in my humble opinion. I could be wrong.
Well,
know what I'm saying? But all, that's all her doing because, like you said, if you thought I was after your friend, then why would you send me this to cut your friend throat? Either that's really not your friend or either you really want this dick. If, I mean, come on. Stop playing.
But he's, but he, you know what? He's not going to respond like you. He's not. He's not going to respond like you. Because if I was a guy, I probably would have responded like Ron. Hell, I'm a girl. I would have probably responded like Ron.
You would have did the same shit.
I would have done that, nigga. Now you know, you done dropped the dick pic in my thing. Now you going to mess around.
Right.
You're going to get lucky because of some shit that you didn't want to get into. Like, that's, you know, in my former life, I may have. My former life.
You see, what he could do just nice and easily is just be like, Saturday night, Westin Hotel, room 1326, 9 o'clock, beat it.
Y'all think she
and
would be there?
I think she would be there.
She would be there because that's what she was saying. Come get that. Come get this. Come get that.
Or let me come mm-hmm. bring it to your daddy.
Or let me get
exactly.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
That,
get it.
But the crazy
and
thing is that
shit.
She was like in a distant place. That she wasn't like up close. Like she was in a legit distant place. Like she knew she was at a safe distance for him not to say, oh, well, I'll go by way.
Oh, okay. So she basically was testing the waters to try to see what his response would be. And if he would have took the bait, mm-hmm. she would have been down, basically.
See, she's playing games, man. I don't know. I mean, mixed
messages.
Yeah,
yeah,
I see that, but
that's that childish bullshit right
exactly.
there.
How far,
yeah,
how,
that's
how,
that bullshit.
How far was she from here? Was it like a couple hours or?
Oh, no, you needed a flight. You needed a good flight.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, that bitch went.
A flight?
Yeah.
You want a whole... You... Okay, you can't... Okay.
A whole nother thing.
Yeah, she playing.
A whole nother thing.
I can't stand these hoes.
See, now that just adds a whole nother, you know what I'm saying, dynamic to this shit. I'm thinking this is, they got contact with each other. Like, he could just pull up on our house in 20 for 25 minutes. Now the bitch is just
now
crazy.
If she was home, she would have been an hour and a half away.
Now see, that right there is when you're supposed to hit them with the, damn, I wish he was here, because I sure would be over there with you.
Right.
You gotta hit him with that slick shit. And then she'd be like, oh, for real? He's like, hell yeah. And then when she come home, you fuck around and send another damn picture. You be like, I'm at the crib. Look, I'm just bored. Bitch, I'm at the gas station. I'm on the way.
Bitch, I'm at the gas station.
I'm on the way. You goddamn right.
This nigga stupid. He said, I'm going to put some gas in this tank. There's some dick in your mouth.
For real.
Jesus Christ. I said she trying to get that lipstick smudge. That's what I said.
Oh shit.
You stupid lipstick smudge. She gonna need a new panty liner when she put her drawers back on.
Like what? Trying to smudge up all this lipstick. What you talking about? Play a game.
Oh, shit.
For real.
Yeah, but that could be considered mixed messages.
Yeah, okay. So, has anybody ever sent you all, like, any type of mixed signals in this dating world?
I get them all the time. And I respond same way that I just said. If you ain't going down, like, I hate when somebody fucking jump in my inbox at booty call hours. Like, it's 12 o'clock or damn 1 or 2 in the morning, and you just sit there and talking about you lonely, bored, this, that, and the third. and you light up the street, bitch, I'm coming. Just tell me you want me to come over.
Yeah. That mixed signal shit. I've had that happen before. It was more so that their actions didn't match their words. Like, you know, like they're saying, oh, this is what it is, but then they're doing something totally different. And I'm just like, nah, you playing games. Like, this ain't what's really happening. I'm not down with that. No, thank you.
Yeah, and it's just like when you fuck around and goddamn change that damn relationship status, if I'm telling everybody that you in a relationship, this is the thing you know, because of, well, damn, I wanted to holler at you, but you never did catch my request, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to flirt with you. Bitch, you said to me mixed signals. 1 minute you want to come, say next minute, next minute, next time you want to argue.
You know what, though? I'm sitting here listening to y'all, and I'm like, yeah, fuck people who send mixed messages. I said, except for me when I gave off mixed messages. No, exactly. He's saying, ooh. What's up, you saying, ooh? For, listen, nigga. There has been women that you have put 100% interest in and energy in, that after you got the pussy for whatever reason, now she gets 36% energy. That's a mixed message like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, I guess everybody is guilty
exactly.
of that. I mean, I've done it before. Like, I ain't saying that I haven't, you know. I'm not going to say that. That'll make me sound like a savage. Oh, my God. Ooh,
no, go ahead and say it for the dick.
No, I wasn't going to
say it. You gotta say it. Say it for the dick.
I was
going to
say that. It's going to sound really bad and savage. And I'm not going to say that. Like, I literally sent mixed signals just because I was bored. Is that bad? Didn't have anything else to do.
I don't know if I didn't have time for that shit right there.
Like, just because you're bored, nigga, at least let it have been for a night.
That's the shit I'm talking about. Because you want to flirt. You know what I'm saying? You want to flirt because you're bored. But then when motherfuckers start
I've done it before. Yeah, I've done it before. Now, I haven't done it, you know. Recently, it's been some years, but there was a time that I did that shit. Yeah,
that's
just because I knew
that
it was.
When the person gets serious, he go running.
Yep, and that was wrong. But that's why I got my karma back. You know what I mean? You get that shit back.
Nigga, I just drove down from Northern Virginia to Richmond because of mixed fucking message. You know what I'm saying? So I get it, but
whoa.
I mean, it is what it is.
Mhm.
It's like a 2.5 hour drive.
Well, I mean, about that. But you know, you got to hit that gas, so make it a 90-minute, 100-minute drive. Whoa! Are you insinuating that I broke any laws of the nation? Are you trying
say
to say
that? That's guilt because I didn't say nothing like that. What I was going to say
you
is said all
I was speeding.
Gas. Yeah, and I was going to say all motherfucking gas and no brakes. I didn't say you broke a law. Didn't nobody. You don't break a law unless somebody catch your ass.
Then that's not speeding. Then that's traveling at a safe rate.
No, you're speeding. If you don't get caught, you're still speeding. You're not breaking the law.
What are you talking about? You're killing me. No, you're speeding if you don't get caught. But if you do get caught, you're doing the same thing.
No,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm a little inebriated, but anywho, so you were speeding, right? So you're speeding, so you're going faster than what you should be. So that's fucking speeding, right? But
exactly,
it's not breaking the law unless you get caught. Because who gonna tell you that you broke the law? You know what I mean?
All right,
who
see, now you send the mixed messages. What you're saying is, you can break the law only if you don't get caught.
As long as you don't get caught.
I mean,
that's a mixed message like a motherfucker.
She be breaking the law. She be breaking the law. That's the message I got.
Consistently, obviously.
I don't break laws. I do speed a little bit.
The lies you tell.
You get a scene when, one time your daughter was taking you to work and she was driving the speed limit, and you was like, why are you going so slow? Like, nigga.
No, she was driving under the speed limit, like 5 miles under the speed limit.
Nigga, that's the speed limit.
No, 5 miles is not under the fucking speed limit.
Nigga, if the speed limit is 55 and you're going 50.
In the state of Arizona, by law, you can go 9 miles over the speed limit without technically being considered speed. Even though
so
you
go 74.
Right? So it's up to the cop's discretion of whether or not he wants to pull your monkey ass over or not. So you better hope you get a
exactly.
nice police officer. Now,
you
I've
do
never
know this
been
was that
him.
DMX locked up doing 100 miles per hour. And
well,
Arizona.
He was dumb as fuck. Yeah, he's stupid. He was doing all kind of shit out here. But I did get pulled over one time, but I didn't necessarily get pulled over for speeding. It was just that I only got pulled over one time. Yeah, well, no, twice. Driving the HOV lane, but I moved here and I didn't know it was the HOV lane.
She's sending mixed messages about how many times she got pulled over.
Did you give him a
let her keep talking. It's going to be 10 times in a few minutes.
No, it was twice.
Did you show him a little side to get out the ticket?
Absolutely not. One time I got a ticket the ticket that I got for the HOV lane, I literally have been here 2 weeks. And I didn't know you couldn't exit in the HOV lane because my GPS told me to get off in that lane. So you can't exit in it if it's not between the hours of 4 and 7. But I didn't fucking know that because we don't have HOV lanes in Indiana, you know? So I got a ticket for driving in the HOV lane. That was a $500.
What kind of hick-ass state don't have no fucking HOV lanes in fucking 2003?
Indiana, unless
that?
They got them now. They didn't have them when I was there. They made
North Carolina
them
really doesn't
back.
Have them. North Carolina doesn't have them.
But really, if you think about it, it's more so for certain places that are like where you got to think rush hour up in this motherfucker is from 2 o'clock p.m. to like 8 p.m. It's like it's constantly like that. It's constantly traffic. So I can understand how these types of cities have it. And then they said, I saw some on news saying this damn county, Maricopa County, which is in Phoenix. Well, Phoenix is Maricopa County. It's like the fastest growing counties in Arizona. So these motherfuckers just keep coming. Just because we're close to the border, but I ain't say that out loud. They keep coming over here.
This nigga.
No, I literally watched the news and it said that from Mexico to Arizona, there's this one little space and it's literally like a damn. What you call it, like a creek, literally. And like literally you walk across this water and on one side you in Mexico, the next side you in Yuma, Arizona. And they said like thousands of people just come through there. And I was like, wow. That's pretty crazy.
All right, you said wow, what? That's crazy, crazy how?
Because like to see it, you know when you think about, I know me, I have, like, I've never been this close to, like, another country, you know what I mean? Like, that close, like, I didn't realize that it was like that. And I'm sure it's like that everywhere, you know what I'm saying? When you go on from the United States to Canada, you drive over a motherfucking bridge and you're in Canada. But just to see the small, you know what I mean? Just to see it, it's like, damn,
okay.
Like, literally, it's a pond. And you just walk across the fucking pond. It's like going across the... not the Nile. That's never mind. Anyway, moving on. Go back to talking about something else. I'm drunk.
Mixed messages. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't judge. Don't judge.
Who judges? Who judges?
What's judgment, nigga?
She was not judging.
Nigga.
Was she judging? You was judging. You was judging, friend. Hey, it ain't the first time I've been judged. I'm going to keep being judged. I get judged every day of my life. It's all right. No worries.
I mean, you live next door to Mexico. It's okay.
Shut the fuck up.
She did it like that everywhere. Like, no, it's not, nigga. Only on the borders.
I didn't mean everywhere. I didn't slide over your house on Monday. Like, what? I didn't mean everywhere. I told y'all I was a little bit, you know, in the clouds. I already said that. So I'm not responsible for the words that are coming out of my mouth.
That's how I knew you was passing judgment, because I've been past judgment.
I had a blind moment.
I had a Sarah Palin moment.
I just see Russia from Alaska. I had a Sarah Palin moment. Ain't that what you said?
She can see Mexico from her window.
Stop it. Stop it. Don't compare yourself to Sarah Palin, because Russia from Alaska. But you was like, I didn't know that it was so close. Like, nigga, you can smell the burritos.
No.
How the fuck you don't know it ain't close?
No.
What?
I was thinking that at least it'll be like, you know, like a
nigga. Remember,
like
you are in Mexico.
Yeah, you right.
Like Arizona,
nigga, you
Mexico.
In Mexico?
New Mexico. Like, come on now. Opposed to the old Mexico.
Arizona. That shit doesn't sound Mexican to you, nigga.
You got nothing but Native Americans there. Like, that's all you got is Native Americans and Mexicans. Nigga, you the only black person that's there. Like, come on, man.
You the only Negro hung motherfuckers at the rodeo.
No, I'm not. Oh, God. I can't
shut the fuck up. Don't
you ain't even from there. You a transplant. Like, so you like you have to move there. So you are
trans. Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Come on, you giving us mixed messages, Medusa.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All day long. Mixed signals. You be giving out mixed signals when you be posting little pictures or whatever. Like, ooh, I'm this, that, and the third. But me and my boyfriend, them pictures look like you single as hell. But you got a boyfriend.
Old boyfriend.
Now, I can say the same thing about me, because your titties be out. Little titty, your titties be out.
My titties be out.
Right. Wait a minute. I don't talk about my titties. Yeah.
My titties
be out. You and Casey be flouncing your little bitties, boy.
Oh, shit.
Lately, I done had the titties all out in the street. I'm just sitting around over here looking like Sister Mary Clarence.
You're stupid. Nigga said Laura Ingalls.
I'm just sitting here looking like Sister Mary Clarence.
Posting that picture with them nipples and all look hard and look clean and cavalier and be out. And with that little pouty face she be making. I'd be like, look at these cheeks out of that thirst trap.
You stupid.
Lie. With a boyfriend.
With a whole ass boyfriend. With a bald head with a beard.
You stupid. All right, so boy.
I hate you dumb as hell.
Now, let me ask y'all two ladies this. I was having a conversation with somebody today, right? And the young lady made a good point, but I think her point wasn't all the way thought out. I'll tell you what I mean. She said, the issue with men is that they want to bring their ego inside the house, right? And they need to leave that shit outside the door. And when you come in your home, that should be the one place where your family comes first, where your wife or your woman comes first, where the household needs comes
mm-hmm.
first. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I can agree with that. Right? And but where I think she didn't think it out of is because I said, so women need to leave theirs at the door too. But what I feel
mm-hmm.
women do is they'll say, they'll go into the home with their ego and then
mm-hmm.
see if the man left his at his at the door. And then if he left his, then they'll go and they may take theirs back out. You know what I'm saying? But that's not coming into the situation without an ego. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's a difference between being willing to relent that shit and not having it to begin with. You know what I mean? And so I was so in that conversation, I was saying, well, then as women in general, don't y'all send mixed signals saying that this place right here needs to be a safe haven. It needs to be egoless. But I'm not going to relent mine until I see that you come in without yours.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Isn't that kind of like...
Yeah, it is. That's very true. And it's, and I think that it's not necessarily one of those things where it's a conscious decision to say, oh, I'm going to put my ego first so I can, I'm going to keep mine on, you know, on deck, like on call so I can see if this motherfucker is on call. You know what I mean? So if he bring his, then I'm bringing mine. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's a conscious thing. I just think it's in some ways, for some people, it's a protection mechanism. You know what I mean? It's a, I don't want to get caught slipping. So what I'm going to do is make sure that you ain't going to get caught.
I'm sorry.
Hmm?
I saw a sign saying that I'm going to get caught slipping.
Hmm?
I think.
Maybe you drunk.
But you both need to.
Okay. I know. I'm like, wait, what just happened? I thought I was the one that was 50. Oh my.
I was like, that's getting slow. Something was wrong right there.
Was...
Did somebody have a stroke on fucking? What's going on?
This nigga here.
No, nigga. Nigga, you stupid.
No.
In the world?
No.
Okay, friend. What were you saying
now? What I was saying was they need to trust what they're
doing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Okay, Ron, shut up, you stupid.
We give her mixed signals. We want to hear what she's saying, but don't want to hear shit she got to say.
You know what, Ronald? You know
I'm sorry,
what?
I'm sorry. All right. Yeah, Eddie Mars, please.
All I am trying to say is that to one another, when they're in these relationships, that each one will do as they say they will and leave their egos at the door instead of always relying on their defense mechanism, because everybody is not always out to hurt you, okay? That's all I want to say. Thank you.
No, that's very true. You got a very valid point. And that's what I was going to say, like, you have to grow to that, you know, a lot of us have to grow to that point, you know what I mean? You have to get to a point where you say, you know what, I'm not going to go into this thing suspicious. Like, I don't have to be ready, you know, stay on 100, ready, you know what I'm saying, ready to pop off at any given moment, you know what I mean? I could just put this shit to the side and just enjoy what I have before me, you know, enjoy the time with my mate, enjoy the time with my family, you know what I mean, and leave the rest of the shit out, you know, in the world, because you got to go out and fight a battle every fucking day, you know what I'm saying? We as women fight battles, and our men fight battles every fucking day, you know what I mean? So it's like the one place that you should not have to fight
or be defensive or be ruled by ego is the place that you call your sanctuary of home for your family and you and the person you're with. So I totally agree with that. Thanks.
Or you can look at it like you slipping when you're going home and you know. If we really are at war, then you need to always be on point. And by us going home and having that downtime, I don't know whether or not it's like, are you going to decompress or whether you start slipping. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is, but because, I mean, I could look at it like on a small level or on a big level. On a big level, you look at somebody like a Malcolm X. He's out, you know what I'm saying, making these speeches, traveling around the world, going through or whatever. He gets home. Can he really decompress? You know what I'm saying? And did his decompress, you know what I'm saying, or was he caught slipping? That's why he got assassinated. I don't know. You can look at it on a small level is, you know what I'm saying, you outside hustling and you go home and you don't got that same grind. You just getting lazy. You know what I'm saying? So now you got to get back your energy to get back into that grind the next morning. I don't know the answer to the question that I'm asking, but
mm-hmm.
I can see people looking at it both ways is my point. You know what I mean? Like, all
right,
yeah, right. You should be comfortable home. But also, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck being comfortable until you really comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, do we have any fucking right to be comfortable? Sometimes I ask myself, like, the fuck have any of us really done to say, okay, I want to take a day off?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm
taking a day off. I'm the same. Take a whole week off.
But that being said, so I'm sitting there making signals. On the other end of that, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, I thought of the concept of a work day, and basically we all have birthdays.
A work day.
So we all have birthdays where we celebrate the day that we was born, that we were birthed into this world. But a work day is a day that you take however frequently that you choose, but just because you're worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're worth, you know what I'm saying, going and getting your feet done. You're worth going and getting a massage. You're worth, you know what I'm saying, going and buying a new outfit. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can't have a work day every fucking week. You know what I'm saying? You ain't worth that much, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But once every 2 months, you know what I'm saying? Once every season, you know what I'm saying? Maybe once a month, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, where you just put yourself first like it's your birthday because you're worth it.
Right.
I was talking to somebody, and I was like, you know what? We need to start doing that more, you know what I'm saying? And but then what that also does is that makes you appreciate how hard you work. You know what I mean? I have my birthday. Now I got to go out there and hustle some more, but. I was thinking about that the other day, and I just figured I'd throw it out there, see how y'all thought about the concept and whether we should start doing that individually.
I absolutely do that. I just didn't have a name for it. I already do it. I think I'm going to tell this on yesterday. That's so cute and shit. Yep. Mm-hmm.
This nigga, I'm convinced.
Yeah,
this nigga talking
in
real
gone.
Short, sharp sentences. Yeah,
she,
I mean,
she gone.
I do it. Just have a good day.
She gone.
So I was just trying to say.
She gone.
I had a little bit to drink, but I'm not really drunk.
Run.
On
this run. She gone.
And I'm going on vacation next week.
On
this I'm going to be luxury
in
Mexico.
Yeah, she ain't playing.
This nigga, we laughing at her and with her at the same time. She come back. So, yeah, I was just trying to say. Like, nigga, for real? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Take that.
I'm confused what's going on. Either she drunk, she hot, maybe she getting a pussy ate right now. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but something is strange.
Yeah, She drinking. She drunk.
She drunk.
She ain't drunk. She drunk. She drinking, drinking. And yeah, that's just set it off and put it to a whole nother level. The rock.
It's sparkling water.
Y'all stop laughing at me.
No, we're laughing. It's all love.
Okay, so I asked a question on the Facebook. And I have found it. Wait a minute. And I asked, what are some wings? Oh, Lord, John Singleton had a stroke. Oh, Lord, let's pray he be okay. But the question was, what are some mixed signals someone can send you when you're when dating? Thomas said, if they are not ready to say I love you when you are, they are not interested in the relationship anymore. He also said, or on the other note, these bummy ass bitches that just go out with you for a free meal.
Oh, damn.
I guess I used to be one of them bummy ass bitches.
There's a lot of those. Buttermilk biscuits for the cheddar biscuits.
Yeah. He didn't use for the 10 for 10 of apple. Chili's? You get
3 for 10.
You know, at Chili's, you get the 10, whatever it is, three for 10. He even used for the 3 for 10 of Chili's, and he's feeling some kind of way. Nah, homie.
Yeah, I'm upset about that thing. So, yeah.
So, that's what he said. I feel like sometimes
niggas be sending mixed signals too. It don't need the women. Y'all don't need to be doing it too. Y'all be like, well, girl, I just want to spend time with you. And you do all this shit, do all this stuff, and you get up. And then you start slowly backing away from the shit that you used to do. Nah, nigga, you got to do all that shit you was doing before.
You know the biggest one, too. You know what the biggest one they do is they say, I'm not ready for a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship, but yet you acting like you're in a fucking relationship. You can't call me all fucking day long and then do this. You know what I mean? Text me, how's your day going, and be attentive and all this shit, and then all of a sudden you can't act like you are in a relationship or get the person to be in a relationship and you're not ready to be in a relationship. They send those mixed signals all the time.
Yes.
That bullshit.
But also, it could just be the nigga realize he ain't that into you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but just say that, right. But don't play those games. Be honest and say
right, but you're still trying to figure it out, though. That ain't an instant thing.
No, you know if you ain't feeling nobody. You know if you don't want, like, you know if somebody is not your cup of fucking tea. So I'm not going to waste my time entertaining a person that's not my cup of tea, right? I'm not going to do it.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And I'm not mad at you. But understand this. I used to dislike certain teas. And this may sound like it's different, but it's not. Some things are quiet taste. You know what I'm saying? Some things you have to have
5 times before you start liking it. You know what I'm saying? Some things you like immediately. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes it's an acquired taste. You sip it. Like, this shit ain't that good, but it ain't that bad. Let me have some more. You know what I'm saying? Let me have some more. It be like that with women sometimes. You gotta feel them out. You gotta say, all right, this bitch scream a lot, but the head right will be there every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Selfishness? I feel like that's selfishness, right? Because if the
it's
thing
not.
Is that it is in a sense, because you know, if you know that you're not really 100% into something and you're not feeling this thing, right? And you kind of like, just be upfront and say, look, I'm not really sure about what's happening right now. You know what I mean?
No. See,
because
the thing. You can't fucking rush into a damn relationship if you ain't ready for one.
No, I'm not saying that you're supposed to rush into a relationship.
You just got in a fucked up relationship. You can't rush.
Dre, I'm not saying that you're supposed to rush in a relationship. That's not what the fuck I'm saying, bro. What I'm saying is, if you are on the fence, say I'm on the fucking fence. But don't play like you all in. That's the least that you can do.
Okay. So
say,
what happens?
I don't really know
so
what I'm feeling.
So what happens when the person, if he, like, they call, you said they're calling every day and texting every day and all this shit, right? What if he just liked your conversation? You know what I'm saying? What if he just liked to talk to you or whatever, just check on you or whatever? But if he starts.
But if you know the other.
But what if he called you? Or text you every 4 days. You're going to be feeling some type of way. But that's when you're going to hit him with the, hey, stranger.
Not necessarily. Because if you say up
front.
Negro,
please, you're going to do it.
No, you got to understand. Everybody, like, my thought process is different. Like, I'm one of these people, like, don't sugarcoat, don't play these games. If you don't know, say you fucking don't know, and then it's my decision. Because the thing is, give me the choice to choose in the matter, right? If you're unsure and uncertain about the things that you want to do, right, you don't know where you want this thing to really go. You like talking to me or whatever the case may be, and you know, okay, you kind of cool, but I don't really know if I want to go to the next level. Be 100% honest with me, because at that point, right, then I take your, if you don't be honest with me, you're taking my choice away. And that's, y'all know that's my big thing.
No,
you can't, it's
no,
unfair to
no.
take a person's choice.
It's not necessarily taking your choice
yes,
away.
Yes, you are. Because
no,
I know you ain't really into me.
Clearly, he can tell you, well, you know, I just like talking to you or whatever. I'm just not ready for no relationship. Then you're going to start feeling some type of way. Then you're going to start ignoring
not necessarily.
The motherfucker.
No, that's
yes,
not me.
Yes,
I don't get
you're
down like
start,
that.
You're going to start ignoring it. Every time you see this number pop up in your phone with a text or a call, you're like, oh, yes, nigga.
All right,
you
all know, right, Medusa, let me ask you this.
Yeah, what's that?
So a dude tells you that scale of 1 to 10, I'm at a 10 with you. You go put in how much?
If he says he's at a 10?
Yeah.
And if he had a 10, then I'm at a 10. Like,
all right,
I'm not
so
going to give you all right,
all
right. giving
so
me.
Now, okay, so now he tell you he had a 7. Where you at with it?
If I don't want to be at a 7 and I want to be at a 10, then I'm going to decide whether or not I want to be at a 7 or walk away.
Nigga, what did you just say?
You heard what the fuck I said. What I'm saying is, if I know that I'm not going to deal with, if I know I want to be at a 10 and we at a 7 and you at a 7 with me, then I'm going to make a decision. Either I'm going to be at a, I'm going to allow myself to be at a 7 with your ass, or I'm going to say, no, I don't want to be at a 7. I want to be at a 10.
But do you see how there was no
decision?
But do you see how there was no decision at 10? At
10,
you said, if he's all in, I'm going to be all in.
What I'm saying is there's a choice. No. Do you understand the point I'm making is that there's a choice, right? You give me a choice. When you don't keep it 100 about how you feeling, about what the situation is, you take away the person's choice.
You're right, but what you're not seeing is the other side of that is that what you're not doing now is you're not giving him the true you unless he's all the way in. So if he's all the way in, then he can get that 10. But if he's not all the way in, then he can't get that 10. And how do I know if I want you if I can't see your 10?
But my point is to be at a 7, then I will dumb myself down to be at a 7. I will put, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
You're right, but that's not the point that I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on that 10 part because you have that choice whether or not to go down to a 7 and come down or stay at a 10. So what you're doing is you're choosing to be on the fence like mm-hmm. I'm on the fence when you're not really there.
I don't think so. I disagree with that because I feel like if you say I'm not going to do it, if you say I don't want to be at a 7, I want to be at a 10. If you're not a 10, my feelings is on 10, yours on 7, this ain't the way it is. At that point, then you're being honest with the person, right? And so the person, you're not, it's like, okay, we can either move, we can go on about our business at this point. Like there's nothing else for us to talk about because we're not, but it's not always that simple. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying
I'm
that.
Totally get that.
I would. It's just you have, if you want to stay on that side of the fence, stay on that side of the fence. If you want to get on this side of the fence, get on the side of the fence. Don't fucking straddle the fence.
But what I'm
it's
saying is I got you. Either you with me or you against me. I got you. But what I'm saying is if I'm with you part of the way and still trying to figure out if I want to be with you all the way, you know what I'm saying? If I tell you that up front, you're going to then do the same thing in your head, which is not wrong.
No, not necessarily. Because if I feel like it's, see, you got to understand, when it comes to things like relationships, when it comes to things like that, you have to weigh the risk versus the benefit, right? Everything is risk versus benefit. It's the same fucking thing like with medicine, right? When you go to the doctor and you have a condition and they decide, okay, well, the choices here is surgery or this, right? The risk of this surgery is A, B, and C. But the benefit of you doing the surgery is A, B, and C, and D, right? But if the benefit of you doing the surgery outweighs the risk, then you go ahead and do the surgery. You understand what I'm saying? It's the same fucking concept with the relationship. If the risk of me, if the benefit of me going down to a 7, saying, okay, you're not at a 10. You're not 100% bought in, right? I don't have your buy-in right now. But I look at the potential and I see what I see in you. So therefore, what I do is I say the risk is minimal for me. The benefit is that I stick in this thing with you, right? And I meet you where you are and I accept the fact that this is where you are and this is what we're doing, right? But if the roles reverse, then I say, you know what? In this case, totally outweighs the benefit. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to pack my bags and I'm going to get the fucking stepping because there's no point in me hanging around when it's not going to benefit. You understand what I'm saying? It's a gamble. It's making a decision and deciding to say if what that thing that I have is worth it all. You know what I'm saying? You got to be willing to take a shot. If you can't take a shot, then you know what I mean? It's all choices. It's all choices, and when you're not 100% honest about how you feel or what what your reservations may be, then you're taking away that choice, you know, from that other person. And that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? I feel everything that you're saying. I get it 100%. But like I said, everything that I do in my decision making process in my whole entire life, right, has been risk versus benefit versus risk. And that's it. You know, and maybe that sets me in part because I'm a little bit different. You know what I mean? And when sometimes people, this is the thing, and I have been in situations where I have gone against what I know to be the right thing to do, and I knew that the risk outweighed the benefit in the situation, and I've proceeded, and it cost me dearly, right? So that I don't play them type of games no more. And everybody can't say that. Because everybody ain't there. Everybody ain't been through the same situations. But for me, Madiso the key, that's how I get down. And that's just the truth of the matter. Because why waste your time, right? You could be giving that energy to somebody else. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
You feel me? That's all I'm saying.
Interesting. Great concept. Awesome argument.
What? Because I was listening.
You were singing too, nigga.
out because y'all said y'all would say stuff that would go along with the song, and the song was popping my head. Sorry. Wait, like you said, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave. So I started saying, I gotta go. Gotta leave.
I can't. I can't.
So please don't make it hard for me. Yep.
I feel I'm between you and Dre, y'all are two fucking jukeboxes.
I might be a jukebox. Make my punk people. Oh, sorry. But I get it. I get it. I get what she's saying, and I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, there's truth in, you know what I'm saying, both points of view. It's just depending on, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. where you are, what your perspective is. If your perspective
right.
is the one of the person who is 100% in, you go look at it from one point. If you're the person who's 70% in, you go look at it from another point. If you're the friend of the person that's giving it 100%, you go look at it from one point. You know what I'm saying? And whatever your perspective is, you go see it from a different point of view. So I get it.
Chips. Gotcha. Awesome sauce. Boom, chicka pop.
You finished packing?
Hmm?
You finished packing?
What? Yep. Nope. I gotta go to Walmart tomorrow and get one more thing, but then I'll be done.
Told you about going to fucking Walmart, right? You're still going to the fuck back, so you just don't learn.
Well, listen, Linda. I don't want to go. Well, I could go to Walgreens and get it, but then I'll be paying out my ass for it. And then, yeah.
Save your $1.26 and go to Walmart.
I mean, even though I don't know how much, I think I would just get a 15% discount on the item that I need to buy. I think. I don't know.
So boom. So I almost got arrested today, right?
Oh, Lord.
So I had a child support case today. I go there, and the judge got us waiting outside because he's talking to this one man for like an hour. The bailiff is coming outside. She's pissing the bitch. She's like, this motherfucker's in here letting this man talk to him anyway. He should have been dismissed the case. We don't have precedence, oh, blah, 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 or jurisdiction over this. It's going on. So then I go in maybe an hour and 15 minutes into the whole joint. I get inside. This motherfucker give me 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah. All right, we relax. So this motherfucker go, and when I get there, he thinks I'm somebody else. Then when he hears my case, he don't know where I'm coming from. He think I'm coming from Georgia. So he fucking up. So I'm already turned off from this motherfucker anyway. Right, he not paying attention to what's in front of him. He's freestyling. So then he asked me a question, and I interrupted him. I did interrupt him. I admit, I shouldn't have. But I knew what he was asking, and he was a little too long with me. So then I start talking, and he interrupted me. So I said, note to self, this nigga is rude too. Okay. So then he started talking again, and I interrupted him. He said, you keep interrupting me. I said, well, you interrupted me. He said, case dismissed. I said, hold the fuck up.
What?
You just had this motherfucker in here for an hour, and you will give me 5 minutes of my fucking time and then dismiss my case? What the fuck bullshit are you on? The bailiff was like, oh, sir, calm down. He said, you can leave, sir. I said, what if I don't want to fucking leave? Then I thought about it. I said, no, I want to fucking leave. So let me get the fuck out of here. So I was like,
so
yo.
So you got to go back. He dismissed it. What the fuck?
Right. So he dismissed it. Then I had to go back upstairs, start the whole shit all over again.
Are you
no,
serious? Man. Oh, my God.
No. Serious as a heart attack.
Wow.
I wanted to throw something at that motherfucker so bad, but I was like, no, then I would not be leaving. I was like, nah, all right. You got that, homie.
Wow.
Yeah, Good Friday, my ass.
Lord mercy. Did she even show up this time?
Exactly. Do you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So technically, the paperwork was incorrect again. You know what I'm saying? But how many times, you know what I'm saying, has she been served and not showed up? And I still got to keep coming and yeah, I was very upset.
But
it is this. That's okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to start, you know what I'm saying, the money that they're taking out of my check for the child support, I'm just going to start stripping, and I'll make up that money, you know what I'm saying, that way.
You stupid as hell.
Oh, Lord. No, God, please don't do it. Please don't do this.
I'm going to do it off the books on weekend.
They don't call you Methuselah.
They don't strip at that time.
Wait a
minute.
Why
you gonna strip at the
senior
citizen home?
Wait a
minute. His servant ain't gonna be Methuselah Thunder.
Wait a minute, y'all got jokes.
Man, no, but that was called a scene where they have this. It was something hospice. Like it was an inappropriate, like ass. A dirty hospice or something, and they would strip, like they would bring strippers in to the hospice for the people.
What the hell?
You know, keep them alive for a little while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke. I said, old people need to see some dick swinging too. What? Fuck you saying?
Oh Lord, and they
no good money.
They was
just
in there wearing
lines
of rain, a dirty nursing home or something. But they was in there.
Listen. Their money spend the exact same way.
You're stupid.
You know what I'm saying? And them old people, you know what I'm saying? They got disposable income. You know what I'm saying? What else they gonna do with their fucking check?
Pay the nurse. I'm sure they gotta pay most of it to live at the place.
Them places are expensive, man. They had this one up here, down in Virginia. It costs $6,000 a month.
That's
crazy.
Now, they give you your meals and they give you your therapy, but $6,000 a month?
Some people don't even get that much in Social Security.
They don't. It ain't nothing but like $700-something the.
You know, some people do get a good amount in Social Security, but you ain't getting $6,000 no or more.
Right. So now you figure something out.
Doesn't it depend on which type they get? Like, I know, like, disability is different versus the, you know, earnings that you get. Because that, whatever you get from that, you know, when you get more than, like, the standard amount or whatever, it's based on how much you've earned over your lifetime when you were working, right? Is that the way that works? Because you know how they send you those little statements in the mail talking about if you was to retire, you get this much a month in Social Security?
Yeah, fuck them statements.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Enough to live on.
Right. And we ain't going to get no Social Security.
And like, well, I don't know, because, like, next year when Medisa turns 62, you go take the early cash out, or you go wait till you're 65?
What you saying,
son? I'm just wondering, what you going to do next year when you turn 62?
Your ass is turning 62 next year. You older than me, damn it. Old ass man.
No, that's not true.
You just got your AARP card.
Nigga, get your letters together.
I said AARP. You just got your old people card. you can get senior citizen discounts on coffee at McDonald's.
Fuck you. You got jokes.
And they be going back to get them shit refilled for free, too. They stay getting them shit refilled.
Hell yeah. They be getting refills all day. Mr. Jones will come up in there after he didn't got that coffee cup at 6 o'clock that morning when McDonald's open, and he been going in there till 4 filling up that motherfucking coffee. Man. And don't not put the discount on their senior shit. Don't charge them regular price. Oh, they going in on you. I used to hate working at McDonald's when I was a teen. My fucking seniors be for real about that damn 60-cent coffee.
Okay. I got one for y'all. Mixed signals. Because you said McDonald's, right? So,
yeah.
Motherfucker who's unemployed but got, like, a get-rich scheme every other month, or a motherfucker who worked at McDonald's. Which one would y'all choose?
I'm gonna go with the legit ass job of probably McDonald's, because that get rich shit is only for the moment, because not everybody's gonna fall for that pyramid ass thing.
Exactly.
You going to McDonald's every day, working 8 hours, you bring home a 40-hour check every week. Yup.
And it's guaranteed. And now McDonald's start out at like $12-something an hour. Depending on where you are in the country. Ain't no, you know, minimum wage is going up. So yeah, I'm with her. I would pick the surefire thing over some bullshit ass get rich, you know, try to figure it out scheme. Yeah, that's not. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm.
Nah. You ain't gonna have me to jail like Bernie Madoff. You ain't gonna have me be like Bernie Madoff. Hell no.
Mm-mm, no.
I'm not about to be the one alive.
Now, I'm with y'all to a certain extent, but how much is your $237 that you taking home after a week really gonna help us?
You're dumb. You're dumb as hell.
No, I'm just saying, how much did your $237
go over
the
offer?
No, $237.
It's a constant.
Oh, okay, you mean $200. I thought your crazy ass was saying
$237. No, I give you like $237. You know what I'm saying? 40 hours, take away taxes.
How do you know it's $237?
I'm estimating. I'm estimating.
That nigga working part-time. He only works 5 hours a day.
That's not full-time money. You know what I mean? You're going to be bringing home way more than that. Like, it ain't where you, like, that's the thing. It's like, people so busy trying to get caught up in this get rich fast, trying to do this. Like, that's
bullshit. Hold on. You said $12 an hour, right? You said $12 an hour, right?
Okay.
I said,
you
want
to do the math.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
you
want to
do the math.
Let's do it at
$12. Right.
Now.
So you
took
a $480 a week. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're
right.
Looking at taxes. Let's
say McDonald's gets paid every 2 weeks. So you want to multiply that by two. So that's $960. So then you get what?
Right.
What's the percentage for taxes?
About 5, maybe.
How to what?
Mm. Or
I mean,
some people say, but you gotta think too. Some people know that game. Like, if you depending on what you make, you may be able to be exempt from federal taxes. So the only thing that's gonna fuck with you is state taxes and motherfucking Social Security and Medicare. So some people
Let's just say they take $250 out, including Social Security, the Medicare, and the tax. They take $250 out of that, okay? That brings you down to $17. Do you got insurance? You full-time.
Mm.
Do they offer you insurance?
Mm.
In place
so
like
let's
that,
say
I'm
they take another $125 out of that. So you bring home $585.
Every 2 weeks.
Okay. Every 2 weeks. So times two, that might be $1,170 a month.
So $1,200 a month.
You can pay almost $1,200 a month. So you could actually probably pay the light bill,
You know what $200 is? $200 is child care. Guys, that's child care. So you can stay home and take care of the child and be at the same place.
Who said we got care? Who said that?
All right.
No.
All right.
It depends
all right.
on the situation. And it depends on if you know that you, and you, if you live in beyond your means, too. Like, you know what you, like, at the end of the day, guaranteed money is better than, you know, up in the air money.
I don't disagree with you, but what I'm saying
but
is,
give me your reason. Give me your reasoning behind why you would go with the other side of it. Like, why you
because
not going with the get rich scheme? Because that shit changes.
If I'm choosing, if I'm choosing this woman, I'm assuming that she got some kind of sense to her, and I'm assuming that, you know what I'm saying, her thought process is somewhat sound. And mm-hmm. if she's looking from business to business opportunity, all of them are not going to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? And if mm-hmm. the payout is worth it, then I can invest a little 6, 8, 10, 12 months, you know what I'm saying, of holding us down for us to get the payout down the road, as opposed to you getting a McDonald's job and we still in the same financial stratosphere.
But what if she's a functioning crackhead and she's using this money to buy her crack?
And I'm sticking my penis in her. And if I'm sticking my penis in her, then I must also be a crackhead. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, because I look at it like this. Why can't you go get, like, if you like to sell shit, right? Why can't you get a legit marketing job or something that can make you some money instead of this pyramid-ass traveling scheme you got going on?
Exactly. Right.
I mean,
don't
be a pyramid. Why can't be that? You know what I'm saying? She's going
all
to.
Oh, don't forget the pyramid credit repair, credit.
Wait, hold on.
Credit.
Maybe it's that she's going to hair school and she wants to, you know what I'm saying, get a booth at the hair salon. Maybe it's, you know what I'm saying, she wants to, you know what I'm saying, go to nail tech school and do traveling nail party.
That's not a get-rich-quick scheme. That's not that. That's you learning a trade. And no, it's not. That's you learning a trade.
Exactly. That's totally different because that's something that's going to put money in your pocket in the long run. That's just like saying, oh, you're going to go to school for nursing or you're going to go to school for pharmacy technician or whatever the case, whatever you want to do. Like, you investing in your future. So at the end
maybe
of the day,
she want to sell Kirby's. Maybe she said she want to sell Kirby's.
Who the fuck wants to sell Kirby? People don't even fucking sell Kirby.
Yo, so listen. So, yeah, okay, so the other day, right, when I got home from work, Dre was like, yeah, this chick came by about selling vacuum cleaners. And then, no, the fuck nobody came by here wanting to sell no motherfucking vacuum cleaners. Because that don't make no sense. Why would you tell her I would be back here later? She ain't coming to my house with no vacuum to sell me. You
don't
still do that?
Yes, nigga. You know how much money is in that?
I know one thing.
Okay, first of all, Kirby vacuum cleaner.
Yo, them vacuum cleaners do everything.
She knocked on the door. She was smelling good. Then the motherfucker, she was fixing the shit.
You know what?
You should have invited her in, nigga.
If you hear somebody knocking on the door, don't you answer. You know what? I'm going to start treating you like a goddamn kid. Don't you let nobody in this goddamn house. Don't let nobody knock on this door.
I'm done.
Having these hoes. No. Just because she smells good, she come in here and steal all my shit, and I got to fight your ass.
Nigga, stop playing.
Don't let no.
Let the Kirby girl in. Let her shampoo the living room. You know what I'm saying? And then front like you did it.
No. That shit.
She's stupid.
Well,
no,
anyway, but I mean, get rich quick scheme ain't necessarily, you know what I'm saying? It could be maybe she want to start a business called Renaissance. You know what I mean? It could be fucking anything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not necessarily talking about pyramids, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know people who have made money in those. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, sometimes I think it's worth looking at the big picture. As opposed to, you know what I'm saying, necessarily getting that little small money, and it's really not doing nothing for us.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's back to that risk versus benefit, benefit versus risk. Like, if that's how you want to look at it. But the thing is, there's a difference between a gimmick and a plan. And most of these, some people be having fucking gimmicks.
True.
Plan is different. You know?
Yeah.
Plan,
yeah, the
I'm
plan
sitting down. You know,
yeah.
I'm sitting back. I'm deciding that this is what I want to do. This is my goal for this particular point in time. And this is my goal for that time. And I'm putting that plan into action. And it means I got to deal with the consequences. And I might be a little broke in the process, right? I might have to invest a little bit of something here and there. And I might take a loss in the beginning because, again, it's the beginning, right? You're starting something different. That's totally different than having a motherfucking gimmick. And most of this shit out here is gimmick.
Okay. I hear that.
That's my opinion. I know.
Did the girl ever come back with the vacuum?
She was supposed to come back yesterday, but no, she ain't come by here. She ain't come not by here. No.
You better let her in.
No.
Let her upholster your couch.
No. What part of it aren't you understanding?
Yeah, I remember one time I used to do that back in the days. And I went to this one dude house, and they got a little way that you do your presentation where you take the dirt in a person's house, and you don't put it in a bag, you put on little pads, and you lay the pads around the house so they can see how much dirt came out their carpet. And I cleaned this whole living room. I cleaned this nigga's whole living room. And he was like, if you get this spot out right here, I'll buy the vacuum. So I got the spot. And they said, well, you just can't leave that one spot clean and not the whole thing. So you do the whole thing, and then I'll buy it. So I did the whole thing. And when I finished, this motherfucker said, yeah, okay, you did a great job. All right, I don't think I'm going to get it. And I looked at this motherfucker, and I wanted to punch him right in his motherfucking throat. But I'm like, nigga, you did not just play me. You know what I'm saying? You know, my man just came in and threw all the fucking dirt around the house. He said, yo, just clean your machine and just go. I'll take care of it. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Played me. So fuck that. Get that bitch back.
Same. Don't mess around. She's going to clean out this carpet and ain't going to sell no vacuum cleaner.
Back when I was doing it, it was $1,300. So we're talking about 20-something years ago. So they probably like $2,000 now.
You hear what he said 20 some years ago? His old ass door to door selling vacuum cleaners.
That's some goddamn magazine people who like to walk through. Why would I buy a magazine for somebody who's selling them door to door?
No thanks, ma'am.
Don't trust them.
So here's the thing. I've contemplated nail tech school and getting my esthetician license.
That would be good for you.
I contemplated that.
Yo, I know this dude.
Some, but y'all know I already work like a Jamaican.
Yo, I know a dude who did that, right? And what he would do is he knew a lot of chicks. So he'd tell them, you get your girls to come over and have like a nail party at your house. I'll charge them, and since it's your house, I'll do yours for free. This motherfucker started kicking off. You know what I'm saying? Chicks got 3-4 of their girlfriends come over. They have wine and, you know what I'm saying, whatever else. They call it a night. He do all their nails and leave there with a couple of dollars. I'm like, well, that was a good idea. You know what I'm saying? He kind of came up. I don't know what he's doing now with it, but when I knew him back in the days, he was making some paper off of that.
Mm-hmm. He probably got his own shop by now.
Like
that would
the,
be my goal.
Whole,
I
like,
would have my own.
That's like a Tupperware party. Remember they used to have Tupperware parties?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember those.
That used to be the shit. I remember my mom used to sell Tupperware.
I think everybody's mom used to sell Tupperware in Avon back in the day.
Well,
Tupperware
remember that
and Avon.
I got one for y'all. My mama used to buy Prince's house. Yeah, I remember Prince's house.
Nigga, that sounds like a fucking over-the-counter drug. Prestatol.
No, it's called Prince's house.
Prince.
And it was real expensive crystal glassware.
Oh, I never heard of that. No.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have money back then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, it was Avon and Tupperware in my hood where I'm from.
No.
That's just like my. But you know what? The new Avon and Tupperware is now they selling Paparazzi jewelry and
it's sex toys.
What is it? Oh my God! What line is it?
Paparazzi.
I don't know. The fact that you know
it's
worrying.
It's Paparazzi jewelry, and then it's whatever it is, the sex toy line. Like that's the new Tupperware and Avon of the fucking new millennium.
Man, you sell sex toys on the low?
No, I don't. And they do sell toys. I go to parties. I go to those parties sometimes.
Yeah, what is the name of the damn, like, the one that everybody be doing? Like, they be inviting you to, I cannot think of it off the top of my head. Like, it's
Pure Romance.
Pure Romance. Thank you. Thank you, friend. Thank you. Yep. So that's a new age stuff.
Dre, do you hear this shit?
Yep.
What? I got my own personal Pure Romance rep, and if I need some shit, I just text her and be like, girl, I need to order X, Y, and Z. She'll invoice me the amount, and I pay her, and that's it.
She ain't mine.
Nigga got a whole trunk full of fucking toys.
No, I don't.
Sure you don't.
The one legit.
Nigga, you know the process. You text her, she invoice you, you pay her, and she delivers in 3 business days.
Oh my God!
What the
God.
Fuck is going on?
You know, it's just like she lives here in the city. Me and we talk all the time. Hey girl, I need some of that green apple good head. You got some? Yeah, girl, I got some in stock. Okay, it was like $20. Let me send you this cash out for $20, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's it.
And that's
mm-hmm.
just a bomb.
Let me get one of them man dangles, a rabbit, and a pocket rocket, too.
Shut the fuck
no.
up.
No.
I hate him.
No.
I a butterfly. Can I get a butterfly?
About one time.
This fool,
no.
You stupid as hell. I can't. I'm not about to do this right now. Well, I'm dumb.
I need the super duper with the fucking heavy, you know what I'm saying, backup generator too, because this nigga be acting up.
What the hell?
Nope. I got one that I got a good staple toy. You plug it up to the wall, it charges. I'm good. I don't need
a toy. Nigga, that's called a microwave. What the fuck is wrong with you? You plug it up to the wall.
It charges.
You don't
even
charge
it, and it's waterproof.
Now. Do it have a USB one?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga got a USB. You fucking your computer? What the fuck is going on? Y'all fucking cyber hoes now? What the fuck is going on?
No.
Oh,
tell you the funniest
did
one.
Did you
I
say
so? The what's the new one to it and it sucks to you?
What?
He's stupid.
Something sticks to you.
I don't know.
Yes. To you, basically, it's like you stick it to your pussy, and you got a tongue going, and the motherfucker moves. Cause everybody,
what the fuck?
My,
I don't.
Like,
that sounds demonic. Nobody wants that shit. That sounds demonic.
Nigga, you got three of them. Stop crying.
That motherfucker.
Ron, shut the fuck up. My dog is trying to go to sleep. Oh, look at him.
Why you fuck about that damn dog? Oh, I'm sorry.
He don't never go to sleep. His little ass over here going to sleep. Oh, Jasper. Oh,
he probably drank some of that liquor you gave him.
No.
Y'all motherfuckers sure is sipping. I hear that. I'm finished my little shit.
Well, sip, hooray, nigga.
Okay. Well, guys. All right,
before you
go to,
before you cue a white woman, let me just ask you one more question. One more question.
What's
so this whole mixed signal shit. This whole mixed signal shit, right?
Damn.
So just to wrap it up, right? If you getting mixed signals from somebody, do you, know what I'm saying, wait for clarity, or do you see the bullshit and just be like, fuck it, I ain't got time for it?
I would say
I try to, you know, give them an opportunity to explain some shit to me, but if the explanation don't make sense, I'm about to be like, you know what? You know what? You can kiss my ass and go forward.
I agree. I mean, it's definitely, you definitely have to give them an opportunity to discuss, you know, to say something. But if, you know, it don't make sense or they ain't saying shit, then deuces. I'll holler. See you on the flip side, my nigga.
You said the flip side? They ain't said that since 73.
Yep.
What the fuck was going on?
She old as hell.
I'm not fucking old as hell. Ron is old as hell.
Don't use my name in
your
name.
You got to make sure you got to use these holes to get what you want.
Yeah.
Use what you
got. You make sure you do it right. Go ahead, Cat Daddy.
Listen, man, I got to make this paper, man. I'm going to put coconut oil all over my body. You know what I'm saying? Be glistening and shit.
Now coming to the stage is glistening Methuselah pimp there.
Glistening Methuselah.
Glistening Methuselah. Mm. What the fuck? This old nigga shining. Mm.
Shining,
yeah.
That was in my head too, friend. But he can't come out to that.
Nah,
he's gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna come out the here.
Fucking Negro
spirituals.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, he's gonna come out to the Negro National Anthem. Lift every big bitch and get a tip.
Oh, you dumb.
Stop with it.
You dumb as hell. Y'all crazy.
Oh, shit. All right. I'm sorry.
Okay, guys. So, we will see each other on the other side of next week. There's no show.
Yeah, because somebody's fucking traveling. International players.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Ron. Let her have her moment. Yeah.
Fuck her moment.
Go to sleep, you grumpy old ass man.
That's why I'm fucking mad. Fuck the legal system. Fuck judges. Fuck baby mothers.
That's what they do is be mad and grumpy.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
I know how
you want
to go.
Messy hoe. Yo, Sally called it messy hoe.
I can't.
She said she going to messy hoe.
I can't messy hoe. You're stupid.
Yo, Sally said it. I ain't saying it. You said messy hoe.
Dummy. You so dumb.
Oh shit, that was funny. Messy hoe.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Enjoy your trip. You know what I'm saying?
Fun,
yep. I sure will.
Go,
hey, give
no
me a shot glass. Give me a shot glass and
nigga, you was drinking wine 2 weeks ago. What the fuck you need a shot glass for?
Oh my God, Ron, I collect shot glasses. Do you not know that?
Nigga, you collect wigs, you collect fucking other things in your closet.
Tall ass men. She collects them.
I hate y'all.
In the closet.
I hate y'all. Cute white woman. Cute white woman, shit. Cute white woman. Cute white lady.
That's the one on the shit that Medusa
collects. Why is it I want to see the white woman when we talk about
cute white
you?
Lady.
Y'all ain't about to start talking about me. Cute white lady.
She collects little farm
yeah.
animals.
Cute white lady.
See, I said not knowing. She right. Girl, you don't drive over that border and get you a dog on shot glass and come right back.
So, if you walk across that creek you were talking about, you get your shot glass and stop playing.
It is only so
holy. You're
going to
get you one from
the
Rio Grande. Rocky Point, Mexico is about 2. So.
Hey, Maj, tell her to meet you in Mexico and you give her a fucking glass. She's
y'all
about
dumb.
4
you
minutes away.
Okay.
You
stupid.
She on the board.
I forgot where I was. How do you forget
where you are?
Cause I'm
now.
Not in my right
now.
You're the white lady. This ain't about
stop
me.
Stop drinking.
Nigga said I forgot I was right there near the border. I can hear the fucking bachata music, but I fucking forgot.
Shut the fuck up, Ron.
You forgot she could hear the circus music across the creek.
You forgot where you were.
She thought she was in Utah.
Nigga, you don't see the cranes
when
they're trying to build the wall? You don't see the construction crews right there outside your window?
Shut the hell up. Cute the white lady.
But you forget.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, y'all retarded. My fucking shot glass.
I forgot where I was at. Well, where do you think you live?
Blame them
out. Nigga, every time you walk outside, it's somebody lighter than you out there. You ain't seen nobody darker than you in like 5 months.
I have seen people darker than me. Thank you very much.
They
probably got that Indian. They already got that Native American tan. They already turned red. So she don't even look the same as you.
I can't.
Gotcha.
Y'all get on my nerves.
No, because it's the same color I'm gonna turn when I go to Mexico.
Did you go bragging again? See, this we back to her bragging again. All right, cue the white woman.
Look at him, cue the white woman. Now you want to cue the white woman. Now you want to cue the white woman.
Oh, we can talk about shit you collect some more. We want to talk about the other shit you collect?
No. Shut up and cue the white woman.
Good night. Happy Easter. Be safe. Be good to one another. I will talk to y'all when I get back. So, yeah, and y'all's little sister probably going to be like, we got a show. Please just make sure you listen to them. There we go, show. Okay.
Good night, good people.
Good night,
folks.